This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Mortensen, M-O-R-T-E-N-S-E-N, first name Wesley, W-E-S-L-E-Y, the date of birth, February 20, 1954, date of evaluation, August 8, 2023, the referring physician, Dr. Nissen, N-I-S-S-E-N. The chief complaint, preoperative evaluation, right shoulder, the HBI. The patient is a 69-year-old male who is seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right shoulder surgery, period. The patient reports repetitive motion injury secondary to opening and closing heavy doors at work, period. He first developed symptoms in approximately October 2022. This had progressed and continued into November 2nd, 2022, at which time he was seen by his physician, period. He was then referred to workers' comp, period. The patient stated that he then underwent a series of radiographic studies, period. He had continued with pain, which he described as sharp and catching, period. Pain is rated 10/10, period. The pain is worse with use of his shoulder, period. He notes that the pain radiates into the right neck, period. Pain is relieved by holding his shoulder in place to stabilize it, period. Patient denies any cardiovascular symptoms, period. He specifically denies symptoms of chest pain, orthopnea, or PND, period. The past medical history, one, right inguinal hernia, next number, hypertension. Past surgical history, he is status post right inguinal hernia raphe, next number, status post left heart catheterization, which revealed normal coronaries 14-16 months ago, period, next number, cataract surgery, next number, retinal detachment left, next number, tongue cancer requiring surgery 25 years ago, period. The medications, lisinopril 20 milligrams 1 BID, amlodipine 5 milligrams 1 PRN, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history unremarkable. Social history, he denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, he denies symptoms of weight loss or weight gain. Review of system is essentially unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 126/86, pulse 87, respiratory rate 20, height 67 inches, weight 178 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. Cardiovascular demonstrates a grade 2/6 systolic murmur in the aortic region. Period. There is a soft diastolic component. Period. Pulses are symmetrical. Period. There is no JVD. Period. Musculoskeletal exam demonstrates tenderness on abduction and external rotation. Period. There is decreased range of motion present. Period. The data review, EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm 81 beats per minute. There is evidence of left ventricular hypertrophy with repolarization abnormality, period. Diffuse SD changes are noted, period. The impression, this is a 69-year-old male who is scheduled for surgery of the right shoulder, period. He had developed repetitive motion injury and has had ongoing and persistent symptoms, period. The patient is noted to have an abnormal EKG, period. However, he had a left heart catheterization approximately 1.5 years earlier, which was reported as normal, period. The patient does have an abnormal murmur and requires echocardiogram prior to his surgical treatment, period. I suspect he has some degree of AS and possibly AI, period. We'll need to assess this prior to proceeding with surgery, period. Recommendation for surgery is deferred until this is completed. Signed, Dr. Arlington Ferguson.